the lifeblood of the hobby, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The other day I got word that a specialty stamp society I used to belong to is ceasing operations. It's not for a lack of members or money. It's because it can't find an editor for its journal. For most national stamp societies, and probably for most specialty groups in all hobbies, collectibles or not, that magazine or newsletter is what holds the group together. It's the one membership benefit everyone gets and nearly everyone values. So if there's no journal, there's no society. Being a stamp society editor is actually harder work than being the organization's president. Editors struggle to get articles. They often do major rewrites on the ones they do get and end up writing a good part of the magazines themselves. Whatever they're paid, if they're paid, probably works out to around the minimum wage. Most do it because they love stamp collecting and they recognize how important those magazines and newsletters are. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.